This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Democratic House managers have started making their case in the U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Lead impeachment manager Representative Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, repeated calls for the trial to hear from both witnesses and to see documents from the Trump administration.
The House believes that an impartial juror, upon hearing the evidence that the managers will lay out in the coming days, will find that the Constitution demands the removal of Donald J. Trump from his office as President of the United States.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman and Trump ally Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said he hasn't been convinced that anything Trump did warrants impeachment.
When it comes to Donald Trump, they're willing to destroy the institution of the office in the name of getting him.
President Trump is accused of abusing his power by withholding military aid to Ukraine until it started investigations of a political rival. He's also accused of obstructing congressional investigations of that abuse of power. He has called the impeachment a hoax. The District of Columbia is suing President Trump's inaugural committee. We get the details from AP's Ben Thomas.
The suit accuses the committee of abusing nonprofit funds, saying it coordinated with the Trump family to grossly overpay for event space in the Trump International Hotel, just a few blocks from the White House. It alleges committee staffers knew they were paying prices that were grossly above market rate, but didn't consider less expensive alternatives. The committee is also accused of using nonprofit funds to throw a private party the night of the inauguration for three of Trump's children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. Trump's inaugural committee has maintained its finances were independently audited and all money was spent in accordance with the law. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese health officials announced Wednesday that a new coronavirus has killed 17 people in the country, a sharp increase from the 9 fatalities that were reported earlier. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has delayed a decision on whether to declare that virus outbreak an international emergency until Thursday. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
WHO spokesman Tara Jazarovich says WHO experts and health officials in China are conducting investigations into the outbreak.
Much remains to be understood about this novel coronavirus. Not enough is known to draw definitive conclusions about how it is transmitted, clinical features of the disease, its severity, the extent to which it has spread, or its source.
Based on previous experience with respiratory illness, Jazarovich says limited human-to-human transmission is likely occurring. But he adds this is not an airborne disease, and people have to be in close contact to get infected. He notes a public health emergency of international public concern has been declared only 5 times by the WHO. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Russian President Vladimir Putin approved a new government on Tuesday, which he described as a break with the past. Reuters' Francesca Liner reports.
Russia now has a new government. Approved by President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday, it keeps many veteran and senior ministers in place, but brings in a new economy minister and a new first deputy prime minister.
I sincerely wish you success. Not only you are invested in your own success, not only all of us in this hall now, but the entire country is invested in it.
The new government was formed less than a week after Putin unveiled a sweeping shake-up of the political system, which led to the resignation of Dmitry Medvedev as prime minister, along with his entire government.
That's Francesca Lina of Reuters. Iran's president told European powers on Wednesday not to copy the United States by undermining Tehran's strained nuclear pact with world powers. Emer McCarthy has details.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is telling European powers not to copy the United States by undermining Tehran's strained nuclear pact, but also pledged that Tehran would not seek nuclear weapons whether or not the deal survived. Britain, France, and Germany launched a dispute mechanism in the deal this month, accusing Iran of violating the deal that has become increasingly frayed since Washington pulled out in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Tehran.
That is Emer McCarthy reporting. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.